This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tensions are on the rise this week between China and Japan after Chinese naval ships confronted some Japanese fishing boats that were in the waters surrounding those disputed islands in the East China Sea. It may sound like a far-off squabble, but it is still having an economic impact that can be felt right here in the U.S. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Tokyo with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, this tension has had huge economic consequences. Give us a sense of what it's done on both sides in Japan and China.
So we've seen massive drop-offs in trade between Japan and China. Initially, back in the fall of last year, we saw huge drops in the sale of Japanese cars, for example, to China, which is a big market for Japanese companies. Falls of around two-thirds for companies like Toyota. And those sales simply have not come back. It was expected that by now we would see the sales gradually coming back again. And they have a bit, but they have not returned to anything like their former level. We've seen a drop-off in Chinese tourists coming to Japan. That's affecting retails. It's sellers here in Tokyo who depend on a lot of Chinese custom. So it really has had a profound impact on Japan.
Didn't Prime Minister Abe, when he came to power, want to improve the relationship?
He did, and I think he would like to, but not at the cost of Japanese territorial integrity or national dignity. And he has, at the same time, also said that Japan should look elsewhere, Japanese companies should look elsewhere for markets and for places to invest. And we have started to see that. Toyota has just announced that it is going to build a new model of its Lexus luxury line in the United States. And that investment is in part because Toyota is not going to invest more in China at the moment. So, you know, it's going to invest instead in a market where Japanese products and Japanese companies are welcome.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joining us from Tokyo. Thanks as always.
Thank you.